I am Gunnery Sergeant Hartman, your senior drill instructor. And the first and last words out of your filthy sewers will be, sir. Do you maggots understand that?
Sir, yes, sir.
Tonight is a very special show, so listen up. Tonight, your ears will be peeled to listen only to the mountain at 107.9 on your FM dial. Do you maggots understand that?
Sir, yes, sir.
Your host, Wes Sample and Rick Gene, make me proud to be a Leatherneck Marine because their show, Keeping It Weird, is one of the greatest shows ever to proudly grace the airwaves in the U.S. of A. Do you understand that?
Sir, yes, sir!
You will laugh, you will not cry, Pyle, so don't even think about touching that damn dial. So let's hear it, ladies.
Thank you, Wes and Gene!
Sound off like you got a pair.
Thank you, Wes and Gene!
Excellent, maggots. You're listening to Keeping It Weird on 107.9 The Mountain. Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir!
And now it's time for another celebrity book reading. Tonight, a famous jazz musician reads his all-time favorite book. Please enjoy as Mr. Louis Armstrong reads, Are You My Mother? By P.D. Eastman.
A mother bird sat on her egg. The egg jumped.
Oh.
Said the mother bird.
My baby will be here. He'll want to eat. I must get something for my baby bird to eat.
She said.
I'll be back.
So away she went. The egg jumped, it jumped, and jumped. Out came the baby bird.
Where's my mother?
He looked for her. He looked up. He did not see her. He looked down. He did not see her.
I will go and find her,
he said. So he went down on the street, the tree. He went down, down, down. There he is on the ground. It was a long way down. He could not fly, but he could walk.
Now I will go and find my mother,
he said. He did not know what his mother looked like. He went right by her. He did not see her. He came to a kitten.
Are you my mother?
He said to the kitten.
You look delicious,
said the kitten.
Oh, no.
Just then a dog came by. He scared the kitten away.
Are you my mother?
Said the baby bird.
No, of course not. I'm a dog.
So the baby bird went on. Then he came to a hen.
Are you my mother?
But of course not. I'm a hen.
The kid was not his mother. The dog was not his mother. The hen was not his mother. So the baby bird went on. Now he came to a cow.
Are you my mother?
He said to the cow.
How could I be your mother? Don't you know how biology works? Look at me. I look nothing like you. You're a bird. I'm a cow.
The kitten and the dog were not his mother. The hen and the cow were not his mother. Did he have a mother?
I do have a mother, Mr. Louis Armstrong. I know I do. I will find her. I will. I will. I will.
Now the baby bird did not walk. He ran. Then he saw a car. Could this thing be his mother? No, it could not. How silly. The baby bird did not stop. He ran on and on. Now he looked way down. He saw a boat.
There she is,
said the baby bird. He called to the boat, but the boat did not stop. The boat went on. He looked way up. He saw a big plane.
Here I am, Mother. I'm over here.
He called out. But the plane did not stop. The plane went on. Just then, the baby bird saw the big thing. This must be his mother.
There she is,
he said.
There's my mother.
He ran up.
Mother, mother, here I am,
he said to the big thing, but the big thing just said.
Oh, you are not my mother,
said the baby bird.
You are a snort. I have to get out of here.
But the baby bird could not get away. The snort went up. It went way, way up. And up went the baby bird. But now, where was the snort going?
Oh, no. What is the snort going to do to me? Get me out of here.
Just then, the snort came to a stop.
Where am I?
Said the baby bird.
I want to go home. I want my mother.
Then something happened. The snort put the baby bird right back in the tree. The baby bird was home. Just then, the mother bird came out to the tree.
Do you know who I am?
She said to her baby.
Yes, I know who you are,
said the baby bird.
You are not a kitten. You are not a dog. You are not a hen. You are not a cow. You are not a boat or a plane or a snort. You are a bird, and you are my mother.
the end.
Louis Armstrong, are you my father?
Thank you for joining us in another Keeping It Weird celebrity book reading. Join us next week as actor John Wayne reads his favorite book, Sweet Valley High.
Hi, this is Marshall Applewhite from Heaven's Gate, coming to you from the Haley Bob Common, and you're listening to Keeping It Weird, the weirdest sketch comedy show in the galaxy.
Hello, my name is Chongo, and I would like to invite everybody to my authentic Mexican restaurante. It is called Chongo's Authentic Mexican Restaurante. We are the only Mexican restaurante in all of California that can claim to be truly authentic. You don't have to go across the border anymore to get dysentery. Just drink our water. Montezuma's Revenge has never been easier. We have las cucarachas y las ratas right here in the kitchen. Once again, it's Chongo's Authentic Mexican Restaurante, located at 833 Linda Vista Road in beautiful sunny San Diego. Please note that after 10 p.m., we only serve drunk American co-eds and sailors. That's Chongo's Authentic Mexican Restaurant.
Ladies, are you tired of being leered at by creepy, ugly, perverted men whenever you go to the gym? And you don't want to go to the all-women's gym because there are no good-looking guys there? Well, at Hottie's Gym, we only accept good-looking people. Say goodbye to the disgusting guys and ugly girls and say hello to good-looking people just like yourself. At Hottie's, we have a staff of trained people who judge all applicants based on their appearance. Need to lose a few pounds? Well, after you lose weight somewhere else, you can come back and reapply. Have a mole on your face? We'll refer you to a plastic surgeon. And after you get it removed, we'll reevaluate you. At Hotties, we believe that good-looking people should only be seen with other good-looking people.
And you're listening to Imus in the Morning, and topping today's news is that you're listening to Keeping It Weird here at 107.9 The Mountain. My God. With Rick West, Tony Marie, and Mike working the boards, this show should be called The Keeping the Cuckoo's Nest. Or maybe Straight Jacket Central. One of the two. This show's so weird that it makes Dennis Rodman on LSD seem perfectly sane and logical. Wes is a former bat-wielding bat boy for the Padres. Rick is from Rome, New York, allegedly, and supposedly also dresses like one of the guys on the Roman meal bread 24/7. Tony's so Italian that he makes spaghetti seem like top ramen. And Maria, well, let's just leave Maria out of this because she's so flat-out beautiful. And finally, they have that one Ted idiot who has more personalities than that movie, Sybil. Besides his Don Imus impersonation is absolutely pitiful. Anyway, you're listening to Keeping It Weird here at 107.9 The Mountain.
Pitiful.
And now it's time for a Shakespeare rendition of a popular pop song.
Yeah, yeah, when I walk on by, girls be looking like damn he fly. I pimp to the beat, walk on the street in my noodle a freak, yeah. This is how I roll, animal print, pants out of control. It's Red Foo with the big afro, and like Bruce Leroy, I got the glow. Ah, girl, look at that body. Ah, girl, look at that body. Ah, girl, look at that body. Ah, I'll work out. Ah, girl, look at that body. Ah, girl, look at that body. Ah, girl, look at that body. I work out. When I walk in the sport, yeah, this is what I see, okay? Everybody stops and they're staring at me. I got passion in my pants and I ain't afraid to show it. Show it, show it, show it. I'm sexy and I know it. I'm sexy and I know it. Yeah, when I'm at the mall, security just can't fight them off. And when I'm at the beach, I'm in a Speedo trying to tan my cheeks. What? This is how I roll. Come on, ladies, it's time to go. We headed to the bar. Baby, don't be nervous. No shoes, no shirt, and I still get serviced. Watch. Ah, girl, look at that body. Ah, girl, look at that body. Ah, girl, look at that body. Ah, I work out. Ah, girl, look at that body. Ah, girl, look at that body. Ah, girl, look at that body. Ah, I work out. When I walk in the spot, yeah, this is what I see, okay? Everybody stops and they're staring at me. I got passion in my pants and I'm afraid to show it. Show it, show it, show it. I'm sexy and I know it. I'm sexy and I know it. I'm sexy and I know it. Check it out. Check it out. Wiggle, 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 yeah. 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 Yeah. Do the wiggle, man. I do the wiggle, man. Yeah, I'm sexy and I know it. Ah, girl, look at that body. Ah, girl, look at that body. Ah, girl, look at that body. Ah, I work out. Ah, girl, look at that body. Ah, girl, look at that body. Ah, girl, look at that body. Ah, I work out. Yeah, I'm sexy and I know it.
A goldfish only has a memory of 3 seconds. Here to tell us what it's like to live like that are George and Glenda Goldfish.
Where am I?
You're on the radio.
Who's the hot fish over there?
That's your wife, Glenda.
Wife? But I never even played the field.
You've had a ton of girlfriends.
I have. Hey, who's the hot chick over there?
That's your wife, Glenda.
Wife? I don't even know her.
Let's talk to Glenda and see what she has to say. How's it going, Glenda?
Who are you?
I'm interviewing you for the radio.
Are you a policeman?
No.
Yeah, that creepy guy keeps following me.
That's your husband, George.
That fish is following me.
Well, you're in a bowl. Maybe you're following him.
Where am I?
You're in a fishbowl.
Hey, who's the hot fish?
Are you talking to me?
Who are you?
I don't know. Who are you?
I don't know. Where are we?
Who are you?
Apparently, having a memory span of only 3 seconds sucks. This has been a Keeping It Weird interview with two goldfish.
Hey there. This is Louie, and you're listening to Keeping It Weird, the weirdest sketch comedy show in California.
Hello, amigos. Me llamo Chongo from Chongo's Authentic Mexican Restaurante again. I proud sponsor of Keeping It Weird. Come to my Authentic Mexican Restaurante. We are the only restaurante in California that has a guy who blows a whistle while he pours tequila down people's throats. It's a good time. Perfect for bachelor parties. Prostitutes only $10. Or bachelorette parties. Tequila guy wear no shirt. Chongo's Authentic Mexican Restaurante. Two locations, one near you. Please note that after 10 p.m., we only serve drunk American co-eds and sailors. That's Chongo's Authentic Mexican Restaurante!
Hello, I'm Brenda Beldam from the law firm Beldam, Shrew, and Harridan.
Paid actor, not an actual attorney.
We're the leading divorce attorneys in California, and we fight for women's rights. Do you have any evidence that your husband is cheating? If not, we will find some. We have a team of beautiful women that we'll send out to seduce your husband.
Paid models, not actual prostitutes.
While we hide in the shadows and take pictures. Divorces can be ugly, but why should a woman suffer due to her husband's infidelity? At Beldam, Shrew, and Harridan, we don't think you should. We'll also make sure you get full custody of your children, if you want them. If not, we can stick your ex-husband with those little hellions.
No, not all kids are hellions.
Best of all, at Beldam, Shrew, and Harridan, you don't pay a dime until after we win your divorce. That's Beldam, Shrew, and Harridan. We'll do whatever it takes. We fight for your rights.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Reginald Hemshaw with another classic episode of Shakespearean Theatre for Americans. But soft. What light through yonder window breaks?
Hey, someone just turned a light on.
It is the east, and Juliet is the sun. Arise, fair sun, and kill the envious moon, who is already sick and pale with grief.
She's hot.
It is my lady. Oh, it is my love. Oh, that she knew she were.
She's money, and she doesn't even know it.
She speak, yet she says nothing. What of that?
She's an airhead, but she has nice legs.
What if her eyes were there? They lay in her head. The brightness of her cheek would shame those stars.
Her cheeks are so shiny, like the glow from my cell phone.
Ay, me!
What a crappy day.
Oh, Romeo, Romeo! Wherefore art thou, Romeo?
Dude, where the hell are you? I called and sent several texts.
Shall I hear more, or shall I speak of this?
I'm not getting your texts. Why don't you Facebook me?
What's in a name? That which we call a rose by any other name would smell as sweet.
Romeo, you need to take a shower.
I take thee at thy word. Call me but love, and I'll be new baptized. Henceforth, I never will be Romeo.
Okay, I'll change my name. From now on, you can call me MC Saggy Pants.
My ears have not yet drunk 100 words of that tongue's utterance, yet I know the sound.
I haven't heard you talk so much before.
with love light's wings that I upperch these walls, for stony limits cannot hold love out.
I do all kinds of stupid things when I'm drunk and horny.
If they do see thee, they will murder thee.
They're gonna pop a cap in your ass.
Alack, there lies more peril in thine eye than 20 of their swords.
Hell, I'm more scared of a drive-by shooting. I'll be fine, I hope.
I have knight's cloak to hide me from their sight, but thou love me, let them find me here.
You're being a bitch.
By whose direction foundest thou out this place?
How did you find my house? We're not in the phone book.
By love, I am no pilot. Yet, when thou as far as that vast shore washed with the farthest sea, I would adventure for such merchandise.
Well, I am a bit obsessed with you, and I've been walking around all day looking for this place. Your house isn't even on Google Earth. But I would walk 500 miles, and I would walk 500 more, just to be the guy who walked 1,000 miles to show up at your door.
That's not what I said.
The end.
And now, here's tomorrow's news with Joey Knuckles.
Hey, how you doing? This is Joey Knuckles, and I'm the only guy who gives you tomorrow's news. The man was shot tomorrow on the corner of Market Street and 13th Street. There'll be no witnesses. Did you hear that? I said no witnesses. There was a fire tomorrow night at the old Italian restaurant that was bleeding us dry. Police are going to think it was an electrical problem. The lottery numbers will be 3, 7, 21, and 35. The bonus number will be, oh, I don't know, how about 10? Congratulations to Frankie Donati for winning the third week in a row. Hey, listen, if you have some goods you can't get rid of, you come see me behind the pool hall on 3rd of Broadway. If you need a loan, don't go to the bank. They're all a bunch of crooks. See me. We also have nightly poker and craps tournaments and pretty young girls who'll, you know, forget about it. When you come by, make sure you're not followed. If you are, it's curtains. Bada bing, bada boom.
That was Joey Knuckles with tomorrow's news.
Hola, friends. It's Chongo again. Have you come to my restaurante yet? No? Por qué? Are you afraid of the D rating in the window? Don't worry about it. The D stands for delicioso. Have you heard rumors of hepatitis? I assure you that we now make our cooks wash their hands in el baño. We even put a sign up to remind them. And most of las ratas y las cucarachas are in the kitchen, so you'll never see them. Wednesday night is college night, and Friday night is mood wrestling. That's Chongo's Authentic Mexican Restaurante, now with 3 locations, all of them on Broadway and Chula Vista. Please note that after 10 p.m., we only serve drunk American co-eds and sailors. That's Chongo's Authentic Mexican Restaurante!
Are you upset because your spaceship hit an asteroid?
I was, like, texting and driving and ran right into Europa. Only, like, you know, the largest, like, asteroid in the entire Milky Way. I was like, how did this get here? So I called Cosmos, like, Intergalactic Towing Company, and for only 38,000 credits, he, like, pulled me out and sent me on my way. Thanks, Cosmo.
Or maybe you got stuck in the rings of Saturn.
That's what happened to me. The rings look as deep as they are, so I thought I could make it across with no problem.
Maybe you're lost in a wormhole and are now traveling aimlessly through time and space.
That happens to me all the time.
We also do a lot of work with the space police and tow illegally parked spaceships.
That was not cool, Cosmo. There is no sign there.
That's Cosmo's Intergalactic Towing Company.
Yeah, can you, like, send me a towing ship here again? Hi, you're already here.
Cosmo's Intergalactic Towing. We're psychic, too.
Yeah, Wade, I wanted to tell all of our listeners here today that they're listening to a station that is really super, and so we at 107.9 wanted
to... Let me handle it.
Yeah, but Wade, it's my deal here, see? Wanted me to do the station ID, and so I...
I'll handle it.
Yeah, but Wade, I just...
Look, Jerry, you're not selling me a damn car. It's my show here. With all due respect, Jerry, I don't want you mucking this up.
What the heck you mean?
Be quiet, Jerry.
All right, if it's so darn tootin' important to you.
Look, you're listening to 107.9 The Mountain, and tonight it's all about sketch comedy. And that's that.
Yeah, but Wade, you forgot to say Teddy Bardell.
Shut up, Jerry!
And you're listening to Imus in the Morning and Top of Today's News. As we have a very special guest today, from that sordid world of heavy metal music, we have the original Prince of Darkness, the one, the only Ozzy Osbourne in the studio today. My God. The first time I heard you talk, Ozzy, I couldn't understand one single word you said. So after I asked this question, we may need one of those English South London soccer hooligans to translate for me. So anyway, I'll say, here's the thing that I hear. Unlike other forms of music, it seems that in heavy metal in particular, it gets tons of criticism from parents and critics and from all kinds of people who portray heavy metal music fans and players as being devil-worshipping, long-haired, drug-taking thugs with tattoos and the intellect of a glow-sniffing Neanderthal. Is this fair? Is this true?
No. I mean, the fact that heavy metal music is considered evil or worse than any other kind of music is absolutely ridiculous and preposterous. The fact that rock and roll has been considered evil, like the devil's music from the beginning of the time, is not for now, you know? I mean, you know, if you look at Elvis Presley or Chuck Berry or anything else in the fifth, they wouldn't even sound, you know, playing the guitar from the waist down, you know? So it's like... So, you know, I just don't understand why, you know, the heavy metal music is always picked on. I mean, our fan base, I mean, we've got some people who might partake a little bit of drugs or alcohol. In fact, some have tattoos, you know, but I don't think that it would be different than this. And I think it's very insulting that they say that we were, what, glue-sniff Neanderthals, you know. I mean, look at all these wankers, you know, with the makeup and the, you know, the little boy bands, you know. That look like, you know, sissies out there. I mean, nobody says anything about them. So if we look, you know, rather terrifying, you know, or we have, you know, some principal, some dog, you know, heavy, just quite, you know, it's just going to, I just don't understand, you know, the fact that heavy metal, especially Black Sabbath, is going to be a stay forever. So, you know, as far as Hawkins is concerned, you know, the people that critique us and everything, they're the ones that are sniffing glue, not us. So those wankers can go straight to hell, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, thank you, Ozzy. I certainly appreciate that articulate answer. And we'll be back next week for some more Imus in the Morning Behind the Music. My God.
Most people have heard about tattoos and body piercing, and many of our listeners have probably had this done or know somebody who's had it done. But now that tattoos and body piercing have become mainstream, people are pushing body modification to the extreme. And tonight, we're talking with one such gentleman, Mr. Sonny Williams, who claims to be the ultimate body modifier. Welcome to our show, Sonny.
Later.
I'm sorry, I couldn't understand a word you were saying.
He said thank you. He has trouble speaking because he has a 2-inch steel bolt pierced through the middle of his tongue, along with having his tongue split in half so it forks at the end.
Who are you?
I'm Sonny's translator. You see, after he had his tongue split and pierced, he has trouble speaking clearly.
Perhaps you could tell us, Sonny, exactly why you had your tongue split and forked in half.
He said to express himself.
I'm glad we have this translator here, or else I'd never understand a single thing he might be saying. Perhaps I should just talk to you instead. Besides splitting his tongue, what else has Sonny done to mutilate his body?
Sonny's latest mutilation involves branding and burning his genitals. I believe the branding iron caused third-degree burns that turned his genitals into a gigantic mess of scar tissue.
And what was the purpose of branding and scarring himself in that particular area?
I believe it's to enhance his sexual pleasure.
Does it work?
It's hard to say. It's so painful for him to just go to the bathroom that he refuses to have sex, let alone have a woman even touch anywhere near that area.
So Sonny had his tongue split so he could express himself, and now he can't talk. Then he branded his genitals to enhance his sexuality, but now he can't have sex. Perhaps you could tell us what exactly you hope to accomplish by mutilating yourself in so many painful and creative ways.
I believe his main goal is to express his individuality. And if he can convince others to follow his lead, he's hoping to get thousands of people to express their individuality by looking exactly like him as well.
But if everyone mutilates themselves so they look alike, won't they stop looking like an individual?
He says, no, they'll just look like identical individuals who you can't tell apart.
After such extreme mutilations, perhaps you could tell us what's next for Sonny Williams.
I believe Sonny is going for the ultimate in body mutilation, so next week he's going to have himself beheaded.
He's going to cut his head off?
What's the purpose of that?
To enhance his ability to think rationally and logically.
Oh.
He said that's right.
Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you, Sonny, and we wish you the best of luck in pushing your body mutilation to the extreme.
Oh.
Hey, how you doing? My name is Eddie Mortensen, and I'm the owner of Fast Eddie's Used Cars in El Cajon. We have the lowest priced cars guaranteed, or I will give you double your money back. Get a 1987 Ford Tempo for $250. Or a 1991 Honda Accord for only $300. Or a 1975 Chevy Vega for only $200. How do I do it? It's simple. None of our cars work. In fact, most of them don't even have an engine. I know you're thinking, well, how to buy a car that doesn't work? Well, I'll tell you why. Because we'll give you a AAA Plus membership when you buy a car from us. What do you get with a AAA Plus membership? You get free towing for up to 100 miles. Need to go to work or to the grocery store or perhaps take that special someone on a date? Well, call AAA and they will tow you to your destination. When you're ready to go home, call them back and say, well, guess what? My car still doesn't run. Of course it doesn't run. You bought it at Fast Eddie's. Gas prices are too high. When you buy a car at Fast Eddie's, you will never have to pay for gas again. That's Fast Eddie's used car lot at El Cajon Boulevard.
Hola, friends. It is I, Chongo, formerly a Chongo's Authentic Mexican Restaurante. Did you know that in America, people have to be 21 years old to drink alcohol? Nobody told Chongo. I lost my tequila license. Since I was not allowed to have tequila, all the cooks quit. Nobody wants to cook Mexican food sober. Now it's just Chongo and mi amigos Las Ratas. Some of them are muy grande. One of Las Ratas told me that I should burn down Chongo's Authentic Mexican Restaurantes and collect the insurance money. Then the Las Ratas would have to live in Chongo's casa. Y Chongo's wife no like that. Maybe I can collect the insurance money and then build Las Ratas a casa for themselves. Wait, I should not say that on the radio. I was just teasing. That was Chongo's Authentic Mexican Restaurante, now with no locations. Adios, amigos!
We hear stories all the time about people forced to resort to cannibalism after surviving some horrible accident. Today, we're talking to someone who was recently forced to eat three of his fellow passengers in order to survive. Please welcome Damon Walker.
Good evening.
Can you tell us exactly what happened from the time of the accident to the time you were forced to eat your fellow passengers?
Sure. After the accident, there was myself and three other passengers. At first, we just happened to be alive, hoping that help would rescue us soon, but then we realized nobody was coming to help us. Our first thought was simply to stay alive, and that's when we just resorted to drinking our own urine.
There was no water around?
Not a drop. Fortunately, I'd gotten really drunk the night before, so my urine tasted a little like beer. In fact, I even managed to make a profit from the other passengers by selling my urine to them as part of a two-drink minimum.
Whose decision was it to resort to cannibalism?
I believe it was mine. You see, not only did we not have any water, but we didn't have any food either.
No plants or animals you could kill and eat?
No, absolutely nothing. As long as you have something to drink, you can actually live without food. We started to get hungry, and that's when we realized that unless one of us was willing to die, there was a chance that none of us would survive.
So how did you decide who to kill and eat?
Well, we drew straws, and fortunately, a little old lady drew the short straw, so it was fairly easy for the rest of us to beat her up and eat her.
I don't mean to sound morbid, but did you cook her?
Oh, no, we didn't. We had no way of making a fire, so we just had to tear her flesh apart with our bare hands and eat her flesh raw.
So that left you with two passengers.
That's right. After we polished off the old lady, we drew straws again, and a teenager, he lost that time. He put up quite a fight. With two of us attacking him, we soon managed to knock him out and eat him up as well.
Now that left you with just you and one other passenger.
That's right. We drew straws again, and this time I lost, but I managed to fight off the other fellow and kill him before he could kill me, and then I ate him too.
Approximately how much time passed from the accident until you were finally rescued?
Oh, I'd say 30 or 40 minutes, tops.
You were rescued 30 minutes after your plane crashed?
No, it wasn't a plane. I was in an elevator in the Bank of America, about three blocks from here. After the elevator got stuck, we stuck between floors. We were forced to drink our own urine and eat each other in order to survive.
You killed and ate your fellow passengers in 30 minutes.
Hey, buddy. I was hungry. It was lunchtime, and I skipped breakfast that morning. When you're in a life-and-death situation, and you don't know when you'll be rescued, you have to do whatever it takes to survive.
I don't think waiting 30 minutes seems like a life-or-death situation.
Listen, buddy, I don't need your attitude. I was hungry and stranded, and I survived. If you're going to insult me, I'll just blow this joint right now and go home. Where's the elevator in this building?
There's one right down the hall.
Come on and show me where it's at. And bring me two of your friends to ride down with me. I'm starting to get all hungry right now.